An initiative by several Czech NGOs and members of the country's business community seeks to stir up debate about the Czech Republic's position within the European Union. The manifesto, entitled Confident Czech Republic in a Strong Europe, calls on MPs and government officials to ensure the Czechs remain at the core of the EU. In this edition of Marketplace, we talk to some of its authors and signatories and look at what impact, if any, the initiative might have on the Czech debate about the future of the European Union. Jan Richter continues.
At the end of the first day of an EU summit in Brussels last week, Prime Minister Petr Nečas told reporters not being a member of the Eurozone had several advantages, one of them being that officials from non-Eurozone countries could get a good night's sleep, while the others had to stay up. But the Czech Prime Minister had no answer when asked if it was a good thing to be left outside the room where decisions about the bloc's future were being made. This anecdote well illustrates the Czech government's attitudes to the European Union and its future. Along with the UK, the Czech Republic was the only EU member state to reject the fiscal treaty earlier this year, and members of the centre-right government are openly sceptical about the prospect of joining the Eurozone. That's what brought about the initiative, says one of its authors, Petr Lebeda, from the Prague-based think tank Glopolis.
Well, the initiative came as a reaction to the moves of the government that were steering Czech Republic away from the core of the European Union. And we have been discussing the discomfort that we feel about this move with colleagues in the civil society organizations, and also approached some people in the business to find out whether they feel same about this issue.
The manifesto claims that while European countries are trying to find a solution to overcome the crisis, the Czech Republic should act as a fair member of the community. Otherwise, Czechs would lose the most important thing in every healthy relationship, mutual trust. It would be doubly wrong, the authors say, to aim for a different direction in hard times than is the direction of our neighbors and the neighbors of our neighbors. Losing the opportunity to participate in key economic decisions would place the country on the democratic periphery of Europe. The initiative therefore seeks to start up a new debate about the country's future in the European Union. Petr Lebeda again.
We would like to come up with a more balanced description of the relationship between Czech and different groups of the Czech society towards the EU and really open the debate and intensify the debate so that it starts trickling up to the political representation and starts shifting slowly, I would say softly, the official position of the government.
The authors of the manifesto include seven representatives of some of the best-known Czech NGOs, such as People in Need, Open Society Fund, Transparency International and the environmental group Hnutí Duha. The founder and head of People in Need, Šimon Pánek, explains his reasons for joining.
We feel sometimes that for the Central and Eastern Europe is for granted forever that we already joined the democratic part of the world, that we are safe, we have guarantees for the future. But in fact, the geopolitical, economical and other setups of the world are changing. And the Central Eastern Europe, in my opinion, has the best option to be safe and prosperous and democratic if it will be part of the core of the mainstream of the European Union.
Šimon Pánek, who was one of the student leaders of the 1989 Velvet Revolution before founding one of Europe's largest humanitarian organizations, says the Czech debate about the EU is too polarized and too vague and misses some crucial points.
You have hundreds of critiques of EU from different points of view, but very few people talking about the real benefits, about the improvements, about the quality of life, about the rule of law, about a lot of other things which are improving also thanks to the fact that we are member of the EU. So we will try to address the public and media with the appeal, let's be rational and let's talk more rationally, not ideologically, in the vague terms about what does it mean to be or not to be in the core European Union.
Besides members of leading Czech non-for-profit organizations, seven business people supported the manifesto, which they signed as private persons rather than on behalf of their firms. But Šimon Pánek says numbers are not important.
The number, if we are talking in quantitative terms, of the signatories from business and from non-profit sector is the same. It's altogether 10, 12 people. It's not a petition, so we will not rush for the quantity of the signatures. And we know that a lot of businesses are increasingly worried about what is the option if we will not be part of the core European Union after some time. And we hope that they will just join by discussing the things, putting it on their web pages, opening it with politicians, opening it in a chambers of commerce. We are in contact with a couple of chambers of commerce, which are very interested in the more open and more professional debate about our future position. So, we believe that it will resonate in the business sector.
One of the business people who signed the appeal is Konstantin Kinski, the managing partner of the consultancy firm Roland Berger and the head of the Czech-French Chamber of Commerce, who again supported the initiative as a private person. Mr. Kinski says the current debate about banking regulation is a good example of why the Czech Republic should not stand aside.
How can a state, a government, a central bank continue to ensure that the banking sector, which is the heart of the economy in our country or in Poland, is stable and does what we need it to do to finance the growth of our economy? The only way that is left to you is regulation and the regulator. So if we isolate ourselves and do not participate in the debate as to how we construct a European-wide, consistent, coherent, efficient regulation system, which we need anyway, we will not be able to protect our own system. So we need to find the right balance between the role of the local, the national regulator, and the consistency and efficiency of the rules that impose us, that are imposed on the whole banking sector across Europe. That's just one example of why we should be at the heart of the debate.
As Prime Minister Petr Nečas and other Czech officials repeatedly noted, the question of the Czech Republic joining the core of the EU is directly linked to adopting the euro and thus joining the eurozone. Mr. Nečas says that right now this program would not win elections in the Czech Republic. But another signatory of the manifesto, investment banker Ondřej Jonáš, believes the country needs to make a stand regardless of the euro's future.
I don't mean to minimize the very serious issues that the core countries have to deal with. But so what? Even if the euro falls apart, somebody will have to pick up the pieces and reassemble a new entity along sensible lines. And the axis it will be assembled on will be Germany, France, Poland. We will not have the luxury of standing apart from whatever is put together, even if you assume the worst-case scenario that the euro, as we know it today, falls apart. In other words, what I worry about is the psychological attitude, this doesn't concern us, it's somebody else's problem, and we should go fishing. No.
The Czech debate about the country's future in the European Union has been dominated by the Eurosceptic voices around President Václav Klaus and his lasting influence on party politics, particularly on the Civic Democrats who run the current government. An editor of the weekly Respekt, Kateřina Šafaříková, says that's one of the reasons why the debate has been dormant in recent years.
The government actually is not saying what she really wants. Is that we only know that the government has been refusing vast majority of proposals that came from Brussels from the beginning of the euro crisis. So we know that the government is saying no, but we actually don't know what the government wants, to what the government would say yes. And so the debate is almost non-existent, it's vague, it's flat, it's boring. So what I see as the biggest problem is that there is not really lively, interesting and important debate.
The manifesto is not the first attempt to influence Czech politicians in their views of the European Union and the Czech position in it. For the first time, however, it has tried to win support by influential figures from the business sector. But none of the large firms or industry associations have backed it so far, which is why Kateřina Šafaříková says its impact will be very limited.
What I see as a sort of a weakness here is that it's a mere group of individuals and who actually represent only themselves, not really strong groups say behind them, be it companies, be it really influential think tanks. So I don't really think that this particular action can actually mean anything or can lead to a bigger debate that they're calling for.
The authors of the manifesto, entitled Confident Czech Republic in a Strong Europe, are planning to hold a series of debates and lectures to make their case. They also hope that a new impulse will come late this year during the campaign to elect the successor of President Václav Klaus, in which candidates will be also discussing their stances on the European Union and its future.